course, we talked a lot about the Knicks ushering in their new era with Leon Rose as their team president. And in his first game as team president, they get a huge win over the Rockets. Yet somehow, in true Knicksian fashion, it turns into a massive loss. Because there was this video that surfaced, and you could find it, and you heard what we thought was Spike Lee yelling at somebody as he was trying to get into the building to watch the game, and it turns out it was Spike Lee. There was some controversy about how Spike entered Madison Square Garden and how they wanted to usher him out. And then it became a big thing about what was going on with Spike Lee. Was he using the right entrance? Was he wasn't using the right entrance? And Spike Lee was so upset about all of this, he decided to saunter over to our ESPN studios in New York City and jump on First Take with Stephen A. Smith and talk about what exactly happened. Ladies and gentlemen, don't take my words for it. Take Spike's.
Last night, I go in. My ticket gets scanned. I'm in. You know the elevator.
Yes.
I go in the elevator. An elevator, also people having their ticket scanned also. And elevator's not moving. And the security guy comes to me and says, we need you to get off the elevator. I said, for what? So we could speak about it now. I said, I'm not getting out of the elevator. So it's another 5 minutes. Then they finally send the elevator up because they know I'm not getting out the elevator. Get on the elevator. As you know, people don't know, the garden floor is on the fifth floor. Elevator go up to five, and security's waiting for you like it just ran out of Macy's stealing something. They wanted me to leave the garden, walk outside, out to 33rd Street, employee entrance where I came from, walk outside, and come back on 31st Street. And I said, I'm not doing that. First of all, you scan my ticket. You can't scan a ticket twice. Also, I know that once you leave a sporting arena event, you can't come back in. So I don't trust these guys, so I'm not going for the okey-doke. So I said, I'm not leaving. Then they said, we want you to leave the garden. I put my hands behind my back, and I said, arrest me like my brother Charles Oakley.
Okay.
By the way, Charles Oakley will join us later in the show.
Yeah, I'm sure he has some statements on this. And by the way, the Knicks released a statement.
Yes, they did.
Saying this, the idea that Spike Lee is a victim because we've repeatedly asked him not to use our employee entrance and instead use a dedicated VIP entrance, which is used by every other celebrity who enters the garden, is laughable. It's disappointing that Spike would create this false controversy to perpetuate drama. He is welcome to come to the garden anytime via the VIP or general entrance, just not through our employee entrance, which is what he and Jim agreed to last night when they shook hands.
They also tweeted pictures of the entrance and of Jim, because part of that in question was, did they shake hands or not? Tweeted a picture of what is supposedly James Dolan and Spike Lee shaking hands.
Well, it certainly looks like there are hands touching in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, it's just so incredibly petty and like not what you'd expect from a PR department's Twitter account.
And Spike Lee had said he did not want to talk about this publicly until the Knicks statement came out.
Correct.
And he said, okay, this is real. He ended up going on with Michael Kay, 98.7.
Called him on the Michael Kay show as well.
You know, in New York as well as going on First Take. So I guess when you look at this thing now, he says he's been using this entrance for 28 years.
Yeah.
The same entrance. So there was a thought process. Okay, he's using this entrance. This is the entrance he uses. And now they don't want him, it seems, to use that entrance anymore.
Which, by the way, that's fair. That's if fair. They want to say they can do that.
And they've also said, we've told him repeatedly not to use that entrance. So if they want to change the entrance, okay, listen, that's fine if they want to do that. I don't think Spike would be happy about that.
Right.
He didn't want to go to a different entrance. But in typical Nick fashion then, leave the arena?
Yeah.
Leave the arena and walk around to 31st and come back in. I mean, are you not just, all right, next, we're not using this entrance anymore? And and obviously Spike got a little agitated as well.
Right. All of this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, the Knicks have a point potentially, but they found a way to just make this look terrible for themselves. This is so avoidable.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know how many times that they, whether or not they said they've told him numerous times. He says that isn't the case.
Right.
So
right.
We don't know that part. All we know is the Knicks found the worst possible way to make this about another disaster for themselves. That's the only thing that's known in all of this. You can have your opinion about what Spike Lee should have done or shouldn't have done, and that's fair. But at the end of the day, the New York Knicks found a way to just make them look like they don't know what they're doing again.
The irony of their statement accusing Spike Lee of perpetuating drama, when the reason that Nice Forbes evaluation comes out every year for the New York Knicks, placing them, if not at the top, amongst the top teams in the NBA, is because they peddle in drama. Because in moments like this, where you're right, maybe there is a point in all of this somewhere. Maybe there could even be potentially some room for Spike Lee to be on the wrong side of this, because we don't know what the truth is, but we know the side that we're less inclined to believe, because their body of work is just too long and rich. Like, the Knicks have put too much. They always say, in the NFL, in any line of, you know, professional sports, your tape is your walking, living, breathing resume.
The tape is the tape.
You know what? The tape on the New York Knicks is long, it is living, it is breathing, and it is an absolute mess.
Well, listen, what do we always say this time of the year? What's your resume? What's your strength of resume?
Right.
The Knicks' strength of the resume on messing things up is as good as it gets, or as bad as it gets for everybody. And you know it's bad. You brought this up in the pre-show meeting, Junior. You know it's bad when Woj, who is a straight shooter as it gets, as straight of a shooter, call it as it is, just do the reporting as it is, retweets the Knicks statement saying, "Welcome to the Knicks, Leon Rose. This is my nightmare. This is my nightmare."
And there can be plenty of people that say, you know what? Okay, the Knicks can be in the right here by saying, you know what? You have to go into a different entrance. But then the way you handled it.
Correct.
His ticket was already scanned. If you want to end this thing, don't scan his ticket at the employee entrance. Say, Spike, we want you to go in the VIP entrance.
Correct.
We're not going to scan your ticket here anymore. They could have handled it so differently.
And let's be clear.
They don't. Yeah, that's their issue.
And when we say they, we're really saying he.
Yeah.
Right? Let's be honest about that. This is one guy. And that's James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks.
That's why Leon Rose, all the rest of these cosmetic moves, they're shuffling deck chairs in the Titanic.
I used that exact term yesterday. Exact term. They change presidents, GMs, coaches, but it doesn't matter. What's the two most consistent things there? They get no big-time free agents to come there, and mainly because of the other reason of ownership and how that organization is run.
Think about, remember, last summer, two big-name free agents. The Knicks cleared all that space, got rid of Porzingis, and New York got two, just the other team.
Mm-hmm.
This is why. They cannot get out of their own way. By the way, in attendance this year, in case you're wondering, the Knicks are 17th. They should be clamoring for anybody to come sit. Anybody.
By the way, Spike said he's done going any more games this year.
This year.
He'll go again next year. And again, they
because it'll all be better next
year. They figured out he spent about, $10 million.
Dude. And the best part about that, Spike, is, boy, do I look dumb now.
Wow.
He spent about $10 million over the last 30 years.
We can say all of that. The Knicks are the fifth most valuable franchise in all of sports, according to Forbes this year.
And the most valuable NBA franchise.
So if you've got an owner that's resistant to change and a franchise that's still making money, I don't see anything changing anytime soon.
Nope. But he'll go back next year.